It is time to call the Senate Education Committee for today to order. Roll is currently being taken silently by the clerks. Anyone who is not here will be excused until they arrive. You all received a copy of the minutes electronically, and if there are no changes or corrections to those minutes, they will stand approved as submitted. Seeing no changes, they will stand approved as submitted. We have our agenda before us, which includes three bills. We are pulling House File 604 from the agenda as we are awaiting a pretty lengthy amendment, and we don't want to get it wrong and have it have to redo it on the floor. So we're going to pull that until next week. So that leaves us with House File 228 and House File 675. Republicans will caucus in room 22 and Democrats will caucus in 116. We'll call the Education Committee back to order at this time. We will take up House File 228 and House File 675, and I will relinquish the chair to Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first bill up is House File 228. Senator Sinclair, do you have a subcommittee report or opening remarks?
I do have a subcommittee report. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Smith, and Senator Zahn recommend passage, with Senator Smith declining to sign the bill. We did recommend it have passage with an amendment, but that amendment is not ready. It is a date change, but will be ready for the floor.
Senator Sinclair, you are in order for opening comments.
Thank you. House File 228 repeals school district voluntary diversity plans set in place in FY 209 and disallows denial of open enrollment based on those plans. It also eliminates provisions directing the State Board of Education to adopt rules and guidelines for districts with voluntary diversity plans and removes the requirements of the Department of Education to provide technical assistance to school districts with voluntary diversity plans in place. That concludes my opening comments.
Thank you. Are there any other senators who would like to speak on the bill? The chair recognizes Senator Smith from Woodbury.
Thank you. I rise in opposition, urge my colleagues to vote no on this for many of the same reasons that we discussed before. It uses a strong arm of state government to go in and mess around with local control. So that's the first point. And the second point is that most requests, according to the data and the lobbyists, for students to open and roll out are granted, and usually there are many options within a school district. If a child is having a difficult time, and there's plenty of options already provided. So I urge a no vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Are there any other senators who would like to speak? Seeing no further discussion, Senator Sinclair, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In closing, I'd just like to say I'd like to take some words from our debate on the governor's school choice bill from earlier in the session, when Senator Smith encouraged us that this bill wasn't necessary because open enrollment existed. I would suggest for the 10,000 kids in these five school districts, open enrollment doesn't exist. And I would just encourage my colleagues to vote yes on House File 228, and I would make that motion.
Senator Sinclair has moved passage of House File 228. A record vote has been called. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Sinclair.
Aye.
Senator Sinclair votes aye.
Senator Taylor.
Aye. Senator Kornbach votes no. Senator Carlin votes aye.
Senator Selsey, no.
Senator Selsey votes no.
Senator Knoyer, yes.
Senator Knoyer votes yes.
Senator Gidden, no.
Senator Gidden votes no.
Senator Johnson,
yes. Senator Johnson votes yes.
Senator Kreinbrink,
yes. Senator Kreinbrink votes yes. Senator Rosenboom votes aye.
Senator Smith, no.
Senator Smith votes no.
Senator Sweeney
votes aye.
Senator
Owen Garriott,
no.
Votes no.
Senator Zahn,
aye. Senator Zahn votes aye. The bill is adopted on a 9-5 vote. The secretary will record the vote. The next bill up is House File 675. Senator Sinclair, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Goodwin, and Senator Smith recommend passage.
Thank you. Senator Sinclair, you are in order for opening comments.
Thank you. House File 675 is a bill that directs the Board of Educational Examiners to issue a substitute authorization that allows an individual to substitute in grades pre-K through 12 for no more than 10 consecutive days in a 30-day period on one job assignment, and allows the school administrator to file a written request for an extension to that. Additionally, it extends substitute authorization to require not less than the successful completion of an associate's degree or not less than 60 undergraduate semester hours or the equivalent from a college or university accredited and recognized by the United States Department of Education. This is a bill that will codify the emergency rules that were enacted under the pandemic to address the substitute teacher shortage across the state. That will conclude my opening remarks.
Thank you. Are there any other senators who would like to speak on the bill? The chair recognizes Senator Smith of Woodbury County.
I rise in support of this bill. One of the positive comments that I heard during the subcommittee was that this is a good teacher recruiting tool, and that was great to hear. So I have a yes vote on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Are there other senators who would like to speak on the bill? Seeing no further discussion, Senator Sinclair, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, and I would like to thank Senator Smith. This really was a really good subcommittee, and when you see all of the groups come together and agree on something, you know it must be a need. So I just move House File 675 and encourage a yes vote.
Thank you. Senator Sinclair has moved passage of House File 675. Senator Kornbach, how would you like to vote? A voice vote has been requested. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The bill passes. Both this bill and HF 228 will move to the calendar under Rule 40. And I will now turn the chair back to Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. Seeing no further business, Senator Carlin moves. We adjourn.